Hot 97. My guest has entered the building.
Yeah.
Hello, J. Cole.
How you doing, Miss Angie Martinez?
It is so nice to have you in the studio, finally.
Man, it's so nice to finally be here.
Is it?
Trust me.
Talk to me about it. Talk to me, J. Cole. First of all,
I've been in New York. I've just been a fan of New York before I even got here. I remember the first time I came to New York City. Maybe it was the second time. I actually bought your album from...
Oh, gosh, I'm crawling under the desk.
Come on. I bought your album along with Pun at the time. On the same day, I bought your album, Pun. I've been waiting to tell the story for so long. Your album, Pun, Cisco.
Thong.
Cisco, yep, that album.
Wow.
And I don't know what the other album was. It was another album in there somewhere. I bought that all from the Virgin Megastore. I was on my whole New York tourist.
Wow.
Yeah.
What were you doing here?
Either on that one, I think it was I came with my mother and my friend. She had a friend that lived like right there in Times Square.
Were you rapping yet?
I was rapping, absolutely. Yeah, I was rapping, but I was like 14 years old, like, you know.
13. Were you nice at 14?
I was crazy.
You were nice. Wait, so then how old were you when you finally got signed?
I was 24 when I got signed. 24 when I got signed.
10 years later.
Yeah.
Record
crazy.
At 10 years later.
Yeah.
Good for you, man. And today's the big day.
Today
the album comes out. I like your little style, man. I like how you're moving. It feels authentic. It feels, you know what I mean?
Thank you very much.
It feels like a lot of bells and whistles.
Right. I try to stay away from those.
Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Some of them are okay.
Oh, yeah. You got to know how to use them. Absolutely. I'm learning.
As soon as he walked in, I was looking at a picture of, there's a PETA picture in here from Angela Simmons. As soon as he walked in, I was like, hey, how about her? You two should date. You'd be a cute little spectacle.
Oh, man. Just got here.
Did you see this picture?
I seen the other one where she was like standing up naked.
Oh, the fully naked one.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I think I didn't see enough. It wasn't truly naked. You can't advertise it as being naked and it ain't naked.
So you felt disappointed by the apple that was in the picture covering the business?
Nah, I thought it was dope that she would do that for a good cause.
For a good thing. All right, so let's talk about you, famo.
What's up, man? I'm hype right now.
You are?
I am.
I was reading that you've been in the little... in the rumor circuit a little bit. Welcome to that world.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, welcome to that. There is allegedly a Rihanna situation.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what they're talking about.
What I thought was interesting is the way that you both responded. So this news came out. Oh, there's an alleged Rihanna sex tape, J. Cole. And both of you were like, no, it's not true. There's no tape. I think she tweeted, we need more people. We don't
absolutely.
Believe you. But neither one of you said if you were dating or not.
Oh, no, we're not. Absolutely not dating.
So why'd they put you together? Just hitting.
I'm learning, you know, the same reason why I guess that's right there on the front of that magazine about Jay.
Yeah.
And the same reason why a week later they said I got dropped from Roc Nation and beat up by Jay-Z. I'm learning that there's no rules. I could tell you that the night before they put out that rumor, I tweeted, which I don't usually tweet all these crazy details, but something crazy happened. Somebody stole my phone out of my pocket from a show. Like this girl, like, you know, they grabbing my pants and she pushed the phone up throughout the outside of my jeans or whatever. And the phone fell out and she grabbed it and stole it or whatever. So I put that on Twitter, like, yo, to the girl in the white shirt with the pink bra. If you don't give me my phone.
You remember what color bra she had on?
Nah, I had her on tape. We had her on tape.
I thought you just were just remembering the bra.
Oh, no.
I had her on tape. Kind of thing about the bras, but go ahead.
I had her on tape. I was basically like, yo, if you don't give me my phone back, I'm going to have to put you on World Star. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Ooh. So she answered the phone and gave me my phone back. But the next day, it came up. So either they masterminds and have great timing.
They probably saw a text message. Who are you text messaging?
Nah, first of all, my phone was locked. That's not even
okay.
That's not an issue. The point being, the people who create the rumors,
they just run with it.
Obviously, either seen an opportunity that, oh, man, he got his phone. You know, I don't know what it is. Whatever.
Welcome to it. It's a good time, though, for it. Right before the album drops. It's a good time. I think you're going to do very well this week.
You think so?
Yeah. Do you have any expectations?
I don't. I have no clue because I've never seen nobody in this position before. A weird position to be in.
Why?
Because I've been signed 2.5 years. I've been touring
to Roc Nation,
To Roc Nation, to Jay-Z for 2 years. I've been touring for 2 years. I've opened for Jay. I went out and opened for Drake in Europe and opened for Rihanna and been on my own tours as well. I'm on my own tour right now.
You're going to have the number one album in the country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I don't know. I'm just guessing. I'm just saying.
That
just,
would be nice. You know, you I got so? Blink 182 to worry about right now. They're killing me. They
don't know. Who is that? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I think you're going to do all right, man.
Man, I appreciate that.
All right, we're going to play something off the album in a minute. I'm going to get to number three. J. Cole is here. You can see albums in stores today.
Right now.
Come on, man. You got to get to it. You got to tell
on, man.
What's
Cole
happening.
World, the sideline stories in stores right now. I've been waiting to say this forever to New York City, man.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that. All right, we're going to get to a joint off the album in a minute. I'm going to get to number three right now. Sat 97.